God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible opens with a positive fact that God does exist. In Psalm chapter 14, verse 1, the fool had said in his heart, "There is no God." Anyone with any intelligence would acknowledge the evident fact of a living God. The greatest proof, apart from the scripture, of the existence of God is our daily fellowship with Him in prayer. I know that there is a God because I talk to Him today. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handwork. The beauty and glory of the heavens speak loudly, saying, God exists." In Romans chapter 1, verse 20, goes further and suggests that creation even teaches about the eternal power of the Godhead. "For the invincible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The men who accept Scripture will readily acknowledge the existence of God." The proof from conscience. Man is born with a universal belief in a supreme being. No nation has been discovered that lacks this. They know that some being creates and controls. In Romans chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Who show the work of the law written in their hands, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts, or else excusing them. The existence of God is written in the human conscience," written here in our conscience. In Acts chapter 17, verse 23, Paul says, For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Conscience told them that there was a God, even though they did not know Him personally." Some men are so blind that they may deny the existence of the sun in the sky, but that does not alter the fact that sun exists, rises and sets each day. Men deny the existence of God not because they cannot find Him or see Him, but because they are afraid to face the responsibility of being accountable for Him after death. If there is no God, then I am not responsible to anyone. And I can live and die as I please. But in the quieter moment of reflection, the conscience of every man whisper, there is God in heaven, everywhere. And only fools deny it. To look up in the heaven and say that there is no God simply because we cannot see Him is as ridiculous as seeing a plane and saying that the plane is pilotless because we cannot see the pilot. Few of us have ever seen our brain. Yet we believe that we possess them because of a centralized control system in the body. Because we see creation, we believe in God who created the whole universe, the whole world, even us, the trees, all of us. The argument from cause, from design, the world is here. It must have come from somewhere. Somebody or something must have caused it to come into a being at one time or another. Here is a book. Someone must have written it. Someone built this building. Someone created the trees. Someone operates the universe, the whole universe. If all the pieces of a watch were placed in a can, and the can shaken gently for a day, year, months, or 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years, the watch will not be accidentally put together and running. The only sensitive answer to the problem of the existence of the world is the existence of an intelligent being whom we call God. God, the Almighty God, who created the Ur world. A watch not only exists, but it has a designer. It was planned for a specific purpose. It was designed by a keen mind for the purpose of accurately telling the time. An examination of the world and the things large and small shows that each is designed by an intelligent mind for a purpose in life. The colors of birds, means of defense of the animals, are not accidents. They are the result of a plan of a superior planning mind of the originator. Man has an intellectual and moral nature, showing that the Creator must not be merely an inanimate force, but a living, intelligent, and moral being. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. In verse 27, God created man in the image and likeness of God. That is pattern after Him. In Psalm chapter 94, verse 9, it says, He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? God has given to man ears, eyes, knowledge, intelligence, and willpower. For these are the things that he possesses. Conscience teaches man right and wrong, good and bad. For the Creator is a moral being that is holy and loves righteousness and abhors sin. Loves righteousness and abhors sin. God hates evil. Life comes from life, and the original life must have come from a being possessing eternal life. That is the life that existed before physical life was created. Where can such life be found? I can only be found in God. God created us, loves us. In Psalm chapter 36, that is life that existed before physical life was created. Where can such life be found? It can only be found in God, who possesses eternal life. In Psalm chapter 36, verse 9, it says, For with thee is the fountain of life. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 11, verse 25, I am life. And in John chapter 14, verse 6, our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except through me. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven. No anybody else, no one, only our Lord Jesus Christ. If we obey Him, His commandment, maybe someday we will meet there in heaven. In John chapter 10, verse 28, And I give unto them eternal life. All life proceeds from God. The only logical answer is that the beginning was with God. For my conclusion, acceptance of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God leads a sincere seeker into the path of a fuller revelation of God Himself. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, he that commit to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Seek Him. Let us come as children in simple faith, based on the revelation of God in Scripture and nature, believing and trusting Him completely. Believing and trusting Him completely, brethren. I know all of us believe in one God. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in Him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge. My Savior, Thou saves me from violence. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2 and 3. Thank you very much, brethren. May God bless all of us in every day of our lives.